Weekly Conversation with Maitreya. The Weekly Conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know the teachings will not have like privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously, religious groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Good morning, salam and welcome. As usual, we will be with you for next hour or so. For your questions, this room basically is to answer any questions from the teachings that all has been posted and provided for humanity to go to our website and see what has been revealed to man, as been promised by God that He will bring teachings that will open the seven seals and will reveal the book that was sealed with the seven seal. This revelation, which has been prophesied to come, only one person can open it, he who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and therefore anyone who has not been or had not fulfilled these prophecies before it cannot say is the last revealer of the revelation of God. Therefore humanity have a lot to learn and understand the will and the plan of God, realize that no one can claim anything until the seven revelation comes, as God said He will be a mystery until this time. He has sent warners to humanity that He will leave them alone, but He expects that they will progress, and eventually at the end time there will be a sundering, a separation between the wheat and the chaff, and the wheat will be gathered to the barns of God, to His kingdom, to the heaven, and those who will be left behind will not make it there. Therefore, humanity has been sent many warners, and this is the last warning to humanity to come together to realize God and His revelation, to bring His kingdom and progress to pure consciousness or oneness with God. Of course, the world and the tribulation and the Maya also has become stronger and more powerful than before, and many people have fallen for it and they have left God out of their lives. Therefore, many people are not listening or hearing this revelation. I already have a question from Cordia. Which prophet do you believe in? We believe in all prophets before Muhammad, and whatever Prophet Muhammad believed in. Also, we believe that God promised there will be three more revelation which will come after Prophet Muhammad, which Muslims do not accept, but God has said they will come. Therefore, if you study our teachings and understand that God indeed is revealing that the more teaching of God will come to man, even Muslim and other religion will clearly see that God indeed has promised that this revelation will come. And if Muslim believe Prophet Muhammad finished all the revelation of God, of course they are making a mistake, because Prophet Muhammad was not the person who is from the line of the tribe of Judah. He was from Ishmael, not from Isaac. And therefore we can see that he cannot be the revealer of the seventh angel. And of course he never even claimed that he was. Therefore humanity have a lot to learn and understand of God's plan, and all the people are invited, are called to this revelation to realize that there is more in God's word and revelation than what they know and believe. Therefore, they can come and study and realize that what they believe have deeper meaning, as we have revealed. Indeed, Prophet Muhammad did reveal the highest spiritual realization, which is surrender and submission to God, but he did not reveal the whole plan which will come at this time. Therefore, it is invitation to all humanity to come, to study, to realize, that recognize there is another warner. Indeed, the last warning have come to man. It is not that, as Prophet Muhammad said, and the Bible and other scriptures confirmed, that God leave man where he is, but he will eventually look in their heart and their mind and will choose those who have progressed and will sunder them and will separate them as those who have progressed and those who have not, and will make the elect to come forward and become surrendered and submit to God completely. Therefore, this is another warning and a call to humanity. This is not a joke. It is not something, you know, we can come here once a week and say, okay, we have done our duty and it is like a church or the mosque or synagogue, so we can go out and do whatever we want. That is why once in a while I'm not showing up, because to make everybody realize that this is the time for you to understand the teaching in the deepest level and start getting involved and listening and following God's will and call, not just stay in fringes and coming here once a week and say, well, I did my duty, I came to satsang and that's it. No, it is the last warning. It is a call for the elect. It is very serious matter that have come to humanity. Cordia is asking, you believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, from the teachings of the Quran? Yes, we do. And not only we believe in Prophet Muhammad because of the teachings of Quran, we believe of Prophet Muhammad because God promised both Isaac and Ishmael that a prophet will come from them, and he also will bless them with a great portion of the earth. The promise was fulfilled, and Prophet Muhammad came as that promised prophet, and the land which has been given to Ishmael, which God said from the north and the west and the east, and it will spread very huge and large in that sense that you cannot even count their number, we can see that is fulfilled. The children of Ishmael cover Arabia, most of the west of Middle East, comes all the way to North Africa, to Spain, and eventually South America. So there are all these people have Arab or Ishmaelis blood in them. And if you even study Spanish, you can find a lot of Arabic word in Spanish language. Spain was under Arab rule for 200 years. So we can see that it is a great influence there on the Spanish people with the Ishmaelite blood. They even influenced some parts of France, and there are even blood in French of Arab descent. And therefore, we can see the children of Ishmael covers a great part of the world, and also a prophet came from them as God had promised, and therefore God exists indeed. He promises and he fulfills them. He also promised Isaac a king or a Messiah, which came as Christ, and they also have a great portion of the earth, from Israel to Khazar to south of Russia to Europe and eventually North America. And actually, New Mexico is where the children of Ishmael and the children of Isaac meet, because South America mostly have Arab blood and North Americans have the blood of children of Isaac or Israel. Therefore, we can see God has fulfilled, and in the history, God has brought humanity to this point. Cordia is asking, so then the same Quran, you would believe that he is the last of prophets, messenger, warner. Well, it's a very controversial word is used in Quran as khatam or khatam. Khatam and khatam have two different meanings. One means seal and the other one means end, the finish, the last. And both of them have been a point of controversy between Muslims and many people who came after him. Especially at this point, it's great controversy between Muslim and Baha'is. Baha'is say no, it means the seal of prophet, and Muslims say no, it is the end of prophet. As we explain in our teaching, both are correct. He brought the highest spiritual realization, therefore no other revelation can bring a greater spiritual truth to humanity, and therefore he finished the spiritual part of God's plan and revelation. He also, as you look at the greatest sign, the Islam is at the very top of the ring, and therefore he is indeed the seal of prophets, and therefore he also is what Baha'is believe, or those who take it as the seal of the Prophet. Therefore, those both are correct, but Prophet Muhammad by no means was the last prophet. He also himself said he did not reveal everything in Quran, and therefore he cannot be the last, because only the last prophet can reveal the whole thing. He did not include the mystical path, although he was a mystic himself, and meditated in the cave for 15 years. And he was not the lion of the tribe of the Judah, and therefore he could not be the one that could have opened the seven seals. And also God said there is going to be seven revelation, and Prophet Muhammad brought forth. Therefore, you have to study our teachings and realize that God's plan and revelation and the words are different than what most of the religions believe, and come and be surrendered and submissive to God and realize what these revelations are. Because Prophet Muhammad could not have been the last prophet or the last revealer, because God said there is going to be much more after that. And also Quran itself, it was not written until the third caliphate. And by that time, there was more than one version of Quran, and eventually they accepted one version as the official Islamic Quran. Therefore, there have been other revelation that came that was not included, or things was included that might not completely be exactly the word that came through Prophet Muhammad. Therefore, as Bible has been changed, Quran also is not a revelation that came to the Prophet, written by the Prophet, published by the Prophet, put into internet and into the hard copy for humanity. There is no doubt the last version of Holiest of the Holies is the last revelation of God, and it covers everything, including mystical path and all the religions that have come to this point, and there is no one who is not included. Therefore, we can see that although Prophet Muhammad is accepted by us as one of the major manifestations and a promised one by God, we see God has more than what a Muslim believe. We have to be surrendered and submissive to God, go study, search, and eventually realize the word of God is different than what we believe, and become a submissive one to the will of God and accept His word as the truth, not what the people in our religion or culture or tradition tells us, but be only committed to the word of God and His revelation. If we do that, we have no choice to see indeed God has promised there is going to be seventh revelation, and the last revealer of the whole revelation is the one covers the whole plan of God. Therefore, every religion have to overcome and forego some of their belief and dogmas and come and understand this revelation that reveals the whole truth. If we are hanging into our belief, of course, we will not progress and go ahead with a greater revelation now has come to humanity. Cordia is asking, who wrote your book? It's a book, the Quran, have come from God. Indeed, this reveals much more than any other book that have come to humanity. As many believe that the word of God is 27, by the time of the coming of this revelation, only two of these will be revealed, and when this revelation comes, the rest of the 25 will be revealing to humanity. And indeed, that is correct. Those who read these teachings and realize and recognize the depth and beauty and the strength and the truth in it, and see the unification, which a lot of people wonder out loudly, that how can you unify our religions because they contradict each other, they are different, they have different revelation, they condemn each other, they say, no, ours is better than yours. That is the miracle of this mission. The miracle of the mission is the message. A message that is incredibly unifies all religions and shows the plan of God and reveals the word of God that have been coming to humanity for the last 6,000 years through His prophets. And now they are unified, and they are indeed all from God, and He has sent all this revelation in seven pieces, and each of religions of the world have one piece of it. Therefore, they cannot see the whole picture. Therefore, there is confusion and separation between them. And that is why they think it is impossible to unify them. But God said no. At the end time, they will be unified, and they are. Therefore, with this understanding, humanity can see the beauty of God, that He indeed exists. He is there. He sent the warners. He sent the prophets. He sent the revelation to man. And they have been called to come and become an elect. And those who will not listen and will not hear this revelation, they have been warned that they're not going to be reincarnated for a long time, and they will be thrown into a place with the gnash and the teeth, destructive forces, that is not a very pleasant place to be. And therefore, this is a call for you to recognize God is calling you to become an elect, progress and follow the eternal divine path and His last revelation, and come together as His children. There is no separation. God has prophesied that Islam will take over 1/4 of the earth, and it already has. And other religion, they have been here for 200 years, for 1200 years, for 2000 years, for 3500 years, 4000 years and more, and they have not been able to unify humanity because they do not have the whole truth. Cordia, the only people who have the mic privilege in this room are those who have come to our website and know our teachings, and apparently you don't know our teachings, and therefore if you have any question, you only can type them in text, and they, if admin see your questions relevant to this room, they will PM it to me, and if it is not, they don't. Therefore, I only receive the questions from those who have not been in our room that is in text and are relevant to our teachings. Therefore, if you have any question, type them in text. You will not receive the mic because you don't know our teaching. And we appreciate if you take your hands off. Otherwise, the admin will take other actions toward you. If you are attached to Islam or Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism or Baha'ism, you will not hear the message which is so clearly given to you, and you try even to twist it to your understanding and your tradition and your beliefs that you had before, and it will not fit. I need to clarify something. Why won't you let me do that? You can't clarify it in text. Go ahead. This room is not for those people who do not know anything about our teachings and come here and judge us. You can't judge something that you don't know anything about. That is the idea. If you want to talk about Islam, we know about Islam. We have read the Quran, and we have actually been born in that culture and been raised with the ideas of Islam. Therefore, we are experts in Islam, and we know Islam well. This is not a room to preach Islam. This is a room to preach the eternal divine path. If you want to discuss, fine. Go this week to our website, study our teachings, and come back here next week. I ask you a couple of questions about our teaching. If you knew them, then we will give you the mic. It's very simple. Just know our teaching before coming to this room to discussing with us. Cordia is asking, what you said about the compilation of the Quran was incorrect. Well, that is an historical fact, Cordia, that when Prophet Muhammad received the revelation of God, he authored it orally, and there were people around him that they memorized it. And there were many of these people who memorized Quran at that time. But after Prophet Muhammad, there was a war that many of them were killed. And therefore, Uthman became very concerned that if the rest of the people who knew Quran by heart, they also will be killed or die. He decided to put the Quran together and as one book. But by that time, there was many versions of Quran. There were many people who said no. Prophet Muhammad said that, and the other people said no. He didn't say that. He said something else. And there was a great disagreement between even those who have memorized Quran or people who came later on and quoted what Prophet Muhammad said. And therefore, Uthman had to gather two versions and eventually decide which one is the one that they will accept as Quran. So it is an historical fact. So if you don't know, you should go and study more about how Quran was compiled. And that is the truth. It is not something we made it up. It is something known well to everybody as the truth. And therefore, there was more than one version. Actually, after they compiled the Quran, later on they find some verses that some other people remembered that Prophet Muhammad revealed, but they did not include it in Quran. For 13 years, Prophet Muhammad went to mosque and gave discourses, and if you put 13 years discourses, it is going to be 10 times bigger than Quran that they have now. And therefore, there are lots of verses that is not included, a lot of verses that might have changed. Also, it is very logical. But of course, the message is correct. The message is surrendering and submissive to God. And that's exactly what the Muslims have to recognize in the eternal divine path. Therefore, we can see indeed there was many verses of Quran and many verses is being omitted. And maybe some of them is not completely what Prophet Muhammad said. Okay, I'll let Bill go ahead, and then I answer your question about Quran was not put together until the time of the third Caliph. Well, it was revealed before that, and there was been no change in the Holy Quran. That's what I just explained to you. Yeah, there was changes in the Quran. Go ahead, Bill.
So, Maitreya, in the room. When we're talking about misunderstandings, I would wondering if you'd clarify about the word jihad that seems to be so misunderstood and misused for such a long period of time, and it seems to be such a burden to mankind right now. My question is, isn't there something somewhere that was written to, like, stop doing that, or something to communicate that is no longer needed? Thank you.
The word jihad was revealed to Prophet Muhammad after he was badly treated with Meccans or people in Mecca, and eventually he had to flee from Mecca and go to Medina, and he was in Medina, and after Quraysh or the people in Mecca recognized that they cannot access him to kill him and all that, they start mistreating Muslims left in Mecca. Prophet Muhammad resisted fighting with the people in Mecca for a long time. Eventually, the concept of jihad was revealed to Prophet Muhammad that you have to struggle against the unbeliever, which were in Mecca, and they were prosecuting them for their belief and for this new religion. Prophet Muhammad did not want to fight them. He wanted to be peaceful and be in a peaceful way with them. But of course, at the end, he recognized and realized that there was no other way but defend the Muslim in Mecca and in Medina, and enmity start between them in the way of the war. Actually, Meccan attacked Medina, and with the army, which was many times over what Prophet Muhammad and his followers were, they almost were pushed to the point that they had no choice but to defend themselves and had no choice to pick up the sword. Of course, in the Revelation, it is clearly revealed that the fourth seal will conquer one-fourth of the earth with the sword, and they did. And they took the sword, they fought, they conquered, they became a great empire, and eventually came all the way to Spain and to South France, and they eventually, of course, were defeated because God already fulfilled the promise of one-fourth of the earth, and they took over one-fourth of the earth by sword. And later on, when Islam came to the point that they lost the original teaching, the Sufis split from Islam and became the mystical path in Islam, and it was mostly Sufis who went to India and other places and taught meditation and dancing of dervishes and experiencing God directly instead of putting God up there somewhere inaccessible to humanity, and if you say anything bad about it, your head is chopped off. That was not the original teaching. Again, just like a Roman Catholic that became power in Europe and the Dark Age came over Europe, the same thing eventually happened to that religion. And that also has to be recognized with the people who follow this revelation, that mystical path, direct relationship with God, experiencing God by yourself individually, is a human right and it's been given to man as the part of the eternal divine path, and therefore it's not that you are cut off from the experiencing God. Path is you meditate, you awaken your spiritual forces, and you have an experience with God. The elects are those eventually will have experience with God directly, and they recognize they do not exist. God does. And therefore, with this understanding, we see that a very beautiful concept that came in a time that is prophesied will come to those people who receive that revelation and will use it to gain control of one-fourth of the world, reach to a point that anybody who doesn't agree with us, we, you know, cut their heads off. And of course, that was not the original teaching. Actually, jihad is very similar to what Krishna revealed to Arjuna. Then when the time comes that morality is destroyed on earth and humanity is not following the truth of God and what is the reality of creation and the relationship between man and God, then my spirit will rise on earth. And he encouraged Arjuna to fight with his family, with his relatives, with everybody who were dear to him, and actually overcome them, and some of them were killed, and Arjuna was very overwhelmed with the idea of fighting his own kings and things that they were so dear to him. But Krishna revealed to him, no, he has to struggle. And actually the very word meditation in Sanskrit comes from the word of sadhana, and sadhana means a struggle. The word jihad has a very deep meaning, which is a struggle within. Jihad should start from you, struggling to awake your spiritual forces. When you awake your spiritual forces, if there is a situation that you have to defend the faith or bring God's kingdom, or there is an urgency that you have no choice but to establish the righteousness on earth, and you have to take sword for it, and you are a person who have experienced God, and you have overcome yourself, your shortcoming, then you might declare jihad and struggle against those who want to destroy God's way. The word of God never is going to be end. We never say, this is the end of jihad. No, jihad continues, but the understanding now is been explained in a very deep level that jihad starts with you. As individual, meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, overcome your weaknesses, overcome the pattern in your life that always takes you to a place that you really don't want to go. Just like have a bad relationship over and over and over. Desire to have a situation that is not godly, or do things that are not godly, and God said don't do them. And the meditation, which means sadhana, which means a struggle, is to close your eyes and look at yourself squarely and say, look at me, what am I doing? I'm doing these things that are not godly. Close your eyes, look at them, examine them, test them, go through with them. Don't take the action. Before you take the action, close your eyes, because I'm going to do this. Is it a good thing to do? Go through it to see what is the consequence of your action and how it affects you, your environment, your relatives, your family, and of course, more importantly, your relationship with God. That has to be the number one. And therefore, you struggle to overcome those things that take you away from God and go to God in a greater degree every day. So after a while, you become an example for other people to look at you and say, look, this person have overcome all these weaknesses of human, and therefore you become a leader of man. Therefore, they can also struggle like you and become like you and recognize that the jihad starts from within. Of course, at the end, if we reach a point that we want to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and we have struggled with this process, we will not, of course, hesitate doing that. But chopping people's head off when we have only 1/7 of the truth and we only receive a revelation which does not reveal everything, therefore we have no choice but to make mistakes. So humanity is in confusion. The West doesn't understand the East doesn't understand the West, Christian doesn't understand Muslim, Muslim doesn't understand Christian, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists. Actually, if you are not belong to the Judeo-Christian Islamic religion, you are infidel. So all the Hindus, Buddhists, even Sufis, they are infidel, they are not following Islam, and therefore 1 billion Muslim are against 5 billion that they are not Muslim. They are coming to the point that have been there for 1200 years, and Prophet Muhammad, or at least the tradition or hadith, is telling them that after 1000 years the kingdom of God should have been on earth, and it's not. And therefore, they have reached a point, they're doing things that is not based on the word of God, and therefore, they are getting themselves in trouble more and more. Of course, we see the same situation was in Europe at the time of the Dark Ages. The Catholic Church was in power, and they even burned you down if they felt you are a witch. If you had some experiences with God or manifested some qualities which was not according to their understanding, your life worth nothing, and the priest decided you are a witch, and they would put you on fire and kill you by burning you. So we can see it's not only Islam that is gone wrong and now they're struggling and they are desperate. We can see other religions have reached the same conclusion. And we know why. The reason is each of them have only one seventh of the truth. So it's like the ones that had a part of the elephant, and each of them were adamant that elephant exactly looked the way they have been touching the part that they had. And therefore, they had no choice but be wrong. The one who had the tail, he said it looks like a broom. And the one who had the tusk said, no, it is smooth and very hard and it's something different. Of course, they're going to fight with each other. A broom and the tusk is not comparable. It's impossible to come to a conclusion that you can have a point of agreement because they are absolutely two different things. But when you open their eyes and say, no, yeah, that is the tail and that's the tusk. So elephant is more than just each part that you guys have. You have then the ability to be correct when you make a decision and you say, yeah, God sent all this religion. That's what they mean. And therefore, now the jihad or a struggle is between us, creation of the communities of light, creation of the facilitating body, bringing the elects together and eventually making humanity recognize and realize God exists. It is not an imaginary being that yogis or the prophets created it. It is you. It is everything. This is another struggle. That's another meditation. That humanity eventually realize they are a part of God. God is everything and each person is a part of it, and therefore we have to salute the divinity of every man and woman and child and recognize they are a part of God. They are not American, Russian, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, white, black, yellow, man, woman, child, this and that. These are human categories that they have created and separates and bring destruction, and it's based on ego. If God, I'm his and this and this and this, therefore I'm better than that and that and that. And that is not correct realization. So we can see there is a great darkness on human society, in their soul, in their religions, in their understanding, in their separation, in their culture, and everything that they have been taught, separate man from man. And that is, again, a meditation. It's a struggle. It's a jihad. We have to struggle against all these separative ideas, understand they are not correct, they are not godly, it's not a part of God, and God is a part of everything, and everything is a part of God, and indeed, God is everything. Humanity, we have to teach humanity to recognize everything is God. And Muslim and Jews and Christian and probably Baha'is have a hard time with accepting that God is everything. If you talk to one of them, they say, no, God is in everything, but not God is everything. He created everything from nothing. And therefore, they create that separation right there. If he created everything from nothing, therefore, some of them is good, some of them is not good. But if you recognize and realize that he created everything from himself or itself, then you can recognize that everything is a part of God, and therefore you cannot separate man from man or anything from anything or any part of the universe. So jihad is a beautiful concept that has been given to Prophet Muhammad, but at that time he had no choice. He was attacked, his followers in Mecca were being prosecuted and their possessions were confiscated, and he had no choice but rise against them. And of course that goes with the prophecy that God said, yes indeed, the fourth seal will conquer one fourth of the world with sword. Muslims have to recognize only one fourth. It's done, it's finished, it's gone. God fulfilled what he promised them. It's now for them to recognize and realize they are a part of a greater truth, accept the Baha'i and Bab's teaching as the universalism that came after Prophet Muhammad, as was promised and prophesied to come as the twin prophet that will come to humanity. Then the concept of elect is not just because I belong to this religion or that religion or even belong to this mission. The concept of the elect is he who follows the eternal divine path and recognize and realize what God has been doing and comes forward, meditates, awakens the spiritual forces, uses all the techniques are given to them, or at least some of them, in the mission, and recognize and realize oneness with God. So eventually we have experience with God. Not that because so-and-so said this, so it should be the truth, but so-and-so said this, and yes, it is based on the word of God, and it is based on the word of prophets. It is in the scriptures, and God did send it to humanity, therefore we will accept that, and therefore we implement it in our lives. That personal experience, until that happens, the intellectualizing God and revelation and our ego still might come up and be in our way to God. Of course, when you experience God, you become a channel for God. And when you say God is doing it or thanks to God, you really mean it. It's not something intellectually you say it. It is something you recognize that indeed you do not exist, but God does. And then, of course, how can you do anything when God is completely in you and you know indeed God exists and you had experienced Him and your oneness complete, and we recognize you really don't. You have a delusion of separation from God. These are all a struggle. They're all meditation. This revelation is the ultimate goal or ultimate guidance for humanity to recognize that, yes, indeed, the eternal divine path is the path of salvation. So, of course, following it is not easy. It's a meditation. It is a struggle. It is a jihad. And therefore, jihad is not something is finished or we will not have him anymore, but the meaning of it is revealed to humanity in a greater degree. And Muslims have to recognize that. Of course, they won't, as the Christians don't. When we say it is the revelation that God said we'll send, they said no. Christ have to come from the sky and suddenly fall from the sky and say, here I am and here's kingdom and it's going to come. It never happened before. You know, if God wanted to do it that way, He would have done it at the time of Christ. Why He wait another 2,000 years and then come and say, okay, now I'm going to say kingdom come and it will come. And also God promised both to Ishmael and Isaac that the prophet will come from them, and they have. And you see, His way is not going to change. He's just going to send the prophet because He wants humanity to progress. He wants humanity to grow up. He wants humanity to eventually recognize they are responsible to meditate. They are responsible to awaken their spiritual forces. They are the one they eventually will have experience with God. They are the one that have to create the communities of God. They are the one that have to sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, and become universalist. And that's something God is going to come here and say, okay, now everybody follow eternal divine path. Everybody suddenly say, okay, we're going to follow eternal divine path. This has not happened before. We can see even before the flood of Noah, God has struggled with humanity and man, and eventually said, my spirit will not struggle with them. That's why He closed the third eye, and human became completely disconnected from the spirit of any experience. And now they are helpless, and some of them even hopeless, because they don't have any connection to God. But the way is being given back to man, meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, come together so you don't need as much from the external world and the rat race that is going on there and trying to cope up with the Jones, but cope up with God and His words. And therefore, bring your life in a sharing position, that is the salvation of man. Sharing is the law. And the more people come together and share with each other, the less they will need from the external world. And eventually we create many communities of light, which are going to be self-sufficient. They are not going to follow the propaganda of buy, and you have to have this, you have to have that, and eventually each person becomes a slave of what they want to have, or they want to have the thing they are told to have. And therefore, we have to recognize that our salvation is coming to light. Our salvation is to come together, share, and create environment that more and more we do godly thing. And this external world is not permanent thing. It's temporary. You're not going to be taking your Rolls Royce with you, or your mansion, or your yacht, or anything in this world. When the time comes to die and leave, the only thing you take with you is your soul. And even you don't take your body, no matter how many surgery you will gonna have in your nose or tuck your fat away from your body, when the time comes to die, the body is gonna be left out. All the money you spend to make it pretty would just be wasted, because your soul didn't learn to become one with God. You are still separated from Him. So we are asking humanity not to be human, to become gods, to become the children of God, and recognize this life is given to them to come together, to create an environment that they share, therefore they can meditate and experience God, and then create communities of light, choose their leaders from these communities, sacrifice in it, so then they submit to the will of God and expand their mind to become a universalist. And this is what God was talking about, the elects. My elect will inherit the earth. That's a promise. The only question really left for everybody is this revelation from God? Did God send this to humanity, or I just one day made it up? Sat there and said, oh, this is a good idea, come together and create communities of light, and then meditate and have inherent spiritual forces and sacrifice and surrender and submit and become universalist. Or God made it clear this is a revelation will come at this time, at the end time, and it has, and it explains the plan of God. If it is a revelation from God and has come from Him, it is a warning, it is a guidance, it's a blessing to those who understand it and recognize it and realize it, and it is a torture to those they don't. Just like those who open rooms here and call us all kind of names and destructive tendencies, which they do not want to listen. They do not want to acknowledge, yes, indeed, it is from God, and this is a warning to me, and I better get on with it and jump into the bandwagon, otherwise I will be left behind. This bandwagon is not going to stop with anybody. It's going to continue. If you recognize indeed it's from God, then you have no choice but jump into the bandwagon and see that you have to follow what God's revealed to you, and see that you do follow the eternal divine path. By following eternal divine path, you will become an elect. You become a child of God. It's not just being in a mission or doing a little for the mission and say, yeah, okay, I've done enough, that I'm elect now and I don't have to do anything, but it is something that's going to be constant to the end. Those who will follow the eternal divine path, recognize this mission and this revelation as the will of God and the word of God, and stay to the end, God said, will be my children. They will overcome. They will no longer be a human, separated from God, but they will be one with God, and we're all going to be with God forever. So these are the promises. This is the process. This is the plan. This is the revelation that have come, and God has been very protective of this revelation. It did not come in the street. God said it's not going to come in the street. God said this revelation will not be preached in the street. It will be preached like this, through internet. All the humanity can hear it, can download the teaching, they can go to the website, they can read it, they can understand it, but still they resist it. Most of them, they don't even want to acknowledge it, they don't want to go even to the website, and those who go to the website, they have still their own ideas, their religion, their belief, and they are still hanging into those old wine or old teaching that they want to fit it in a new skin. And Christ said, it won't work. You cannot put the new teaching in an old skin, especially this one, which is 25 from the 27 truth that God said will stand at the end time. Understand the teachings. Understand this revelation by itself. The best way is to empty your cup. You just say, okay, I know nothing. I'm just going to throw everything I knew, I'm going to go to the website and study what really this revelation says. Then, of course, look at what you have or what you understood, what you recognize, what your religion or tradition was, and say, where does it fit in these 25 part. And you say yours is just a little of these 25. I say, oh, okay, now I realize, yeah, it's 1/25th or 1/7th of the whole truth. Then you, of course, will not be disappointed. You will become a source of this teaching. Then you can teach other people this teaching. But as far as you resist it, you do not come and recognize it. As far as your cup is not empty, whatever I fill or put in it, it's going to just flow over and it's not going to get in. Therefore, it is the revelation for your salvation. And this is the last revelation. There is nothing comparable with it. So therefore, you cannot have another master added to it. This has to be number one. And we are not even saying don't read other scripture, don't study other truth or news or anything. We're just saying recognize where it falls in these teachings, recognize all the bad news you're hearing in the news. It is just a part of the process God promised is going to come at this end time. So the more we concentrate on God, the more we concentrate on light, the more we concentrate on the promise of the coming of the kingdom, what is happening at this time is not going to affect us. Whatever we read is not going to pull us away from God, but we're going to have a strong foundation based on a stone. And no matter what we watch, what we see, what we read, what our life is about, or where we are, we trust in God, we surrender and submit to Him, and we recognize His will for us, and we are not attached to anything but God. And therefore, with this teaching, with this revelation, man has been called again to turn around, to be baptized, forget about their own understanding, and recognize God's understanding, and that is a struggle. That is a jihad. Therefore, people in the West, they have to recognize what was the meaning of jihad, which has been revealed to Prophet Muhammad, and the people of the East, especially Muslims, to recognize and realize that the teaching was based on a deeper meaning than what people think it is. Oregana is asking, some of my Baha'i friends are so confused, and there is internal prosecution stuff where their Universal House of Justice is expelling and punishing people for perhaps a thought or an opinion. They wonder, how could God abandon us? Maybe it is a test. No, it is not a test. It is the finish of the Baha'i teaching and religion and revelation. The only religion God said is not perfect is Baha'i revelation. And we see that Bob brought the revelation. He was the first revealer of the teaching, and he brought the base of the teaching. But of course, he was very militant from the very beginning, and that was one of the reasons that the enmity between Babis in Iran started with the central government, and destruction came to them, and many of them were murdered. And therefore, when Baha'u'llah came, he tried to water down Bab's teaching as much as he could. The teaching of Baha'i came to the point that it says don't even engage the governmental process and political systems, but concentrate on Baha'i teaching only, which has some truth in it. Don't concentrate on what is now, but concentrate on what is coming. The Baha'i teaching, as we know, it's a split seven already, and when those who were murdered in the Baha'i teaching cried to God, when then your kingdom come, when the justice will come, God clearly said shortly. And so shortly after Baha'i teaching, the last revelation or the justice of God will come to earth. 200 years is very short period of time when it took 1,000 years after Prophet Muhammad for Bab and Baha' to come. And therefore we can see Baha'i people to have, they recognize and realize that God said it is not perfect, and it also goes very well with the fifth chakra or fifth level of progress. In the fifth level, those people who reach that point, they can travel in the ethereal level and meet a lot of masters and to astral projection and traveling and out-of-body experiences, and it is such a wonderful thing that they think they have reached the end, but they still have two more steps to go. It's the same thing with Baha'is. Baha'u'llah and Bab are fantastic writers. Persian are very well known as good poets. Omar Khayyam, of course, is very well known in the West, but they have much more poets than Omar Khayyam, which are more famous even in Iran and Middle East than Khayyam. So they are very good poets. They were a beautiful writer. Their writing is fantastic, and it really puts you to heaven, take you to the fifth level of consciousness or ethereal level. But Baha'is, just like Muslim, like Hindu, like Buddhist, like Christian, like Jews, they have to recognize there was more than what they received. And of course, Baha'i teaching is not any longer really the one that will bring the kingdom or will bring the vision that Bab and Baha'i had, but it is this revelation, and Baha'i have to recognize and realize what is happening. And if they don't, of course, as you said, the House of Justice becoming more dictators. Abdul Baha very clearly said, Baha'i without guardian doesn't exist. It's not there. So you have to help your friends to recognize that more revelation will come shortly after Bab and Baha'u'llah, and that's finished, it is done, and therefore it is not just a test, it is a warning, it is a realization that Baha'i teaching is finished, it's time to move on. I hope that answers your question. And we are at the end of our time this week. Again, I leave you guys to God. This is not a church. Just come here once a week and think that we have done our duty. It is a revelation of God, a warning. It is serious. It is a call to all of you to really meditate and struggle, jihad with yourself and with everything, and recognize that you indeed have to go to what is revealed to you and dedicate your life to it completely. Corrected conversation is going to be ready tomorrow afternoon, and you can download it or tell other people to listen to it and all become one. Carry it comings of life. Follow eternal divine path and spread this mission. Go way out of what you have received before it. Salam.